Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway. And that's a cool shot,
baby. Knock it out, Stevie. That's the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen. One of the best, one of the greats. We lost him too soon. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, because I am the small business advocate, the one and only. Also, the one for my website, for my new book, The Age of the Customer, simply ageofthecustomer.com. Got a lot to cover with our good friend Kathy Perry, our top social media specialist, expert, guru for social media. She's the author, co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and KathyPerry.com is her website. Kathy, thanks again for hanging out with us. That's Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Kathy, you've been helping us understand some of the changes in the social media field. We just got through talking about WhatsApp, a little bit about that purchase that thing by Google, I mean by Facebook, no, $19 billion
right.
For that thing. So what's next? What's up? What's the new another new thing you got there for Facebook?
The newest thing that's happening for businesses is Facebook is streamlining the look for pages. So they're changing the layout. It was always very confusing and annoying for a business because you'd make a post on your page and it aligns, it had a left column and a right column, and mm-hmm. never really knew where it was going to show up or lay it out right, and it just didn't have that flow or continuity of the dates. And so they are changing that design so that the right side column is going to be your timeline, which contains your page posts. And so it'll be consistent.
It's going to be a little more business friendly page. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a little bit more business friendly. I think.
Well,
it'll
good
help
for them.
A lot.
I've been ragging on them for a while now. I guess I better give them a little bit of an attaboy for that.
And on the left-hand column side, they're going to have information about your business, a map, your hours, phone, and website. Wouldn't that be nice to have, you know, so you
imagine
can really,
that. Imagine that.
You know, key in on the business, which I think is really going to be a big help. The other thing that they're adding to it is the admin tools, making it easier for an admin to manage the page, mm-hmm. because certainly, that's been a bit of a challenge. You're bouncing all over and managing ads and things like that.
Even if the kids don't hang out as much on Facebook as they used to, Kathy, do you think Facebook will still be relevant to older folks?
Well, I think that it has, you know, just such a huge, huge following and audience, and so many businesses jumped in to use it. I think that you're going to still have that, but there's always going to be somebody else to take their place. That's just the way mm-hmm.
And don't forget, kids aren't kids forever either, right? Eventually they become parents, and then they get to lurk. They get to lurk on their own children's pages, right?
They do. The biggest problem that businesses are facing is the way that Facebook lets a business interact with their audience now is different. Mm-hmm. You have to pay, you know, so they have, you might still build up a huge following of 100,000 and, you know, just thousands mm-hmm. and thousands of followers that want your information, and now they're not getting it automatically just by liking your page
right.
and interacting with the page. You do have to pay to push those posts out to them. So mm-hmm. Facebook has shifted a lot in that area.
They've monetized that part of their service, haven't they?
They did monetize it.
How expensive is that for businesses?
Well, it can be pretty expensive. It depends. You know, some of the clients I'm working with where I'm managing the pages, you know, it can be a dollar an engagement. It
wow.
can be, you know, pennies on the dollar
wow.
or it can be dollars.
Do you recommend it?
Well, it depends on the goal of the client and the strategy and the audience they're trying to reach.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you know, we have to look at this as another marketing medium or advertising medium sometimes. You know, where's my audience and how am I going to get to them? And frankly, you know, Facebook still does have a big audience.
Yeah.
So we have
But at this point, though, it's what and this is kind of the good news for our radio and television and newspaper, the traditional stuff, is now they can actually, you know, the local radio station can come back and say, okay, hey, we're still here. Compare us to what it's cost you on Facebook now.
And actually, you know, I'm doing that with a client where we're looking, you know, we're using all the different traditional mediums,
right.
newspaper, TV, you know, Facebook, and we're comparing and we're looking at what is that cost
mm-hmm.
for engagement and
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. So you're absolutely right. You have to look at it that way because
right.
actually Facebook is no longer that free vehicle that it used to be.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the evolution of these social networks that grow huge and go public.
Right.
And you've said this, Jim, many times about, you know, they're not calling the shots at Facebook. Their investors are.
That's exactly
and
right.
Never
think that any of the social media platforms care about you folks. They care about what the analysts say about their stock. That's what they care about, and that'll drive their behavior. Not what you do, but what those guys do. Kathy, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. Kathy Perry's going to be back with me after these messages. I'm going to ask her what would happen if she woke up tomorrow and Russia was in control of the Internet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.